The trial unfolding against Meta right now is the kind of legal proceeding that has the potential to redefine how platform companies think about internal research and its relationship to public liability. A former Meta engineer testified this week that the company possessed internal data documenting child harm on its platforms and chose not to disclose that data publicly or to regulators. The specific allegation is that Meta understood the scope and nature of harms occurring to minors, including exploitation and severe mental health impacts, at a level of detail that contradicts years of public statements minimizing those risks.
The legal standard matters here. This isn't a government enforcement action based on regulatory violations. It's a civil trial where plaintiffs are arguing that Meta's concealment of this data constitutes fraud or negligent misrepresentation. If the jury finds that Meta actively hid harmful data while making contrary public claims, the damages exposure could be substantial. More importantly, it could set a precedent for what disclosure obligations tech platforms have regarding internal safety research. Every major platform company is watching this trial closely because the outcome will define what they're required to share and when.
The Gwyneth Paltrow and Sam Altman story operates on a different register. It's less legally consequential, but culturally revealing in ways that matter for understanding how AI's leadership class is positioning itself socially. A leaked invitation for a private, off-the-record dinner at Paltrow's Hamptons home on August 29th, honoring OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, drew immediate and sharp criticism online. The criticism operates on two levels. One is the perceived insularity of Silicon Valley leadership holding private, unpublicized gatherings with Hollywood celebrities. The other is specifically about Altman and OpenAI, a company that has been under sustained criticism for safety practices, labor disputes, and governance decisions.
The irony that a private, off-the-record dinner became public through a leaked invitation is almost too perfect as a metaphor for the current moment. These gatherings have always happened. Power has always socialized with power. But the AI context makes them feel more charged because the decisions being made in OpenAI's boardroom have public consequences of a scope that most tech companies don't approach. When Altman is being honored at private Hamptons dinners, it reinforces a narrative that AI development is happening within a very small, very insular social network that isn't accountable to broader public deliberation.
The backlash also tells you something about Altman's personal approval rating, which has become a complex thing. He's simultaneously one of the most admired technology executives in the world and one of the most scrutinized, and the gap between those two public perceptions has been growing. The dinner leak is a small story in isolation, but it's a data point in a larger pattern of how OpenAI's public standing is evolving.
Closing out this segment with the CDC director, the apology on day one is strategically smart because it's cheap in the short term and potentially high value if it's genuine. The agency has spent the last several years in a credibility crisis that started with COVID policy disagreements, continued through multiple leadership changes, and has created real institutional damage in terms of public trust and internal morale. A new director who opens by saying, "We owe you an apology," is trying to break from that pattern explicitly. The test is whether the operational changes follow the words.